Welcome into the night with G. Our phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Now, Chicago's most listened to nighttime program with G on WGN and WGNradio.com.
Are you scrolling your social media pages, scrolling on Instagram, scrolling on Facebook, watching all the videos on TikTok? You'll notice a lot of people doing their talk shows, a lot of amateur talk show hosts right now on social media, a lot of people putting together their own movies, videos, dancing. Love seeing all the moms and dads doing the TikTok dances. Pretty awesome. Joining us now is David Plummer. Hi, David. How are you?
Gee, hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. We'll get into how we know each other a little bit later. But you are doing something cool. You're stuck at home with the family, just like everybody else. And I saw that you did something. I mean, you did something very high quality. What did you do?
Well, thank you. We were super, super bored, and we've got children here. So,
what ages?
Layla is 12, and Dylan is 7. There's this artist. His name is Nathaniel Rateliff. Some of you might know him. He does this song called SOB. Great singer.
Well, you're not
going to
sing SOB, are you?
No, I can't sing that. I don't think I'm allowed to sing that. I'm guessing you would bleep me.
Absolutely.
I love the guy. Anyway, I just started rewriting a song because I was bored. So I took one of his songs, I rewrote it to sort of relate to the quarantine that we're going through right now. Got my kids, got my wife, got my business partner, Michael Ferguson, and his wife Kenosha, and their family. And we basically got together, kept our social distance, and made a little music video. And it turned out pretty good, I think.
Well, we're going to post a link to the video. It's incredible quality. It looks professional. We'll get into why that's so. But tell me the name of the artist, the name of the artist whose song you parodied.
Sure. So Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats is the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is the artist. The song is called I'll Be D. I don't know if I can say that word on your radio station or not.
Okay.
But it's a great song. And that's kind of where we started.
Gotcha. And can you give me maybe one lyric that you changed? Can you speak the lyric that you changed up and parodied because it deals with social distancing?
Sure. Yeah. So we changed a lot of it from, we mentioned the how dare ya and, how dare ya be within 6 feet, that kind of thing. So we changed a lot of those lyrics just to sort of make sense. I mean, without, singing the entire original song for you. We just kind of changed around some of the lyrics I did and just tried to make it make sense for, we're living in today. Yeah.
And of course, this is a fun project to do with the entire family and also your business partner and their family. Because I'm guessing that, but I noticed in the video, you guys all stayed 6 feet away from each other or more. Okay. So are you ready to listen to this?
I am so ready, G.
Okay. Jasmine.
Well, don't corner me. You got nerve to be. How dare you both being within 6 feet? See, it's good to be home and alone in your world, cause there's safety there. So keep your distance every day. You can hit that store another day. You can blank your face. You can turn away.
Super cute. David Plummer, nice job. So this was really fun. How long did it take you to record the song and then film the video with your whole family?
It took like a day probably to actually record the song. I literally just set up like a cheap little microphone in the bathroom because that seems to be the way all great musicians start, is in the bathroom. But so, yeah, it took like a day to record the song, and then it was 2 days probably to shoot some of the video and just us having fun and stuff. And we really did make an effort to stay more than 6 feet apart. So, yeah.
Well, we know each other from our days working on Windy City Live and ABC 7 morning show.
Yeah.
And also, you were the executive producer for a time over at the Jam on WCIU as well. So you know your way around a camera, but now you have a new endeavor. And it looks like you used a lot of drone footage in this video as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I a couple years ago got out of the TV industry and got into another passion of mine, which is the drone business, which is essentially, you know, not just like stuff you can buy at Best Buy, but working with police departments and fire departments. We're helping them set up drone programs so they can do search and rescue and things like that. So it's really important stuff that we're doing with drones. A lot of the world is kind of ahead of America in terms of using drones. I mean, India and China and Japan, they're using drones to actually spray disinfectant to help with the COVID crisis that's going on right now. And we're one of the very few companies in the country, like there might be four or five, that can actually do that. You know, so, you know, part of it was obviously have fun and like try to, you know, kill some of the boredom. But also, you know, we want to make people aware that we're here and that we're actually, you know, drones can be a really, really useful resource in terms of health, in terms of, I mean, think of the return on investment for a police department. You know, there is no greater return on investment than saving someone's life. You know, so if you can send a drone in instead of sending a police officer in, you potentially are saving a life, you know. So it's all about awareness and just letting people know what we're doing.
So, David, tell me the name of your company and where we can find out more information about the drones that you work with.
Yeah, yeah. So company is called Aerial Influence. That's A-E-R-I-A-L, Aerial Influence. And, you know, go to our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook and just search Aerial Influence. Go to YouTube, search Aerial Influence. We have a website, too. But we're always there, always always welcoming questions and concerns, because a lot of people, you know, are still a little leery of drones. They think they're being spied on all the time. So a lot of it is education, just letting people know really how drones can be beneficial to society, how they can make your community safer. So it's really, something I'm passionate about. It's also a lot of fun, so that makes it a lot easier. That's kind of what Aerial Influence is all about.
Well, fantastic. It's great that drones can be a useful tool, especially right now during the COVID-19 pandemic. And David Plummer had no idea that you had such a nice singing voice. Thanks so much for being with us, okay?
Thank you so much, G. Yeah. I love you. I love your show. You're awesome. Thank you.
You stay safe and the family stay safe. Say hi to them for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you.